Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may durood and salam be upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To the Mubarak Assembly of Jumu'ah. And we are fortunate that we have Shaykh Hussam all the way from Al-Ghazza, the Mubarak lands of Palestine, Al-Quds. And inshallah, he will address us on the importance of Jumu'ah and the word of Dawud and Tabligh, Al-Amr bin Ma'roof, Nahiyan al-Munkar. His Jama'ah has come all the way from Palestine. So brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Ikramu al-Dayfi min al-Iman. To honor our guest is part of Iman. That is why we give him a chance to speak to our brothers of South Africa, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept the coming here and reward them and their families, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nastahdih. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة وكشف الله جل جلاله به الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك ولا يتنكبها إلا ضال. وبعد, يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين آمنت بالله العظيم. ويقول الرسول الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الشريف: لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليوشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عقابا من عنده ثم تدعونه فلا يستجيب لكم وتسألونه فلا يعطيكم وتستنصرونه فلا ينصركم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويقول الرسول الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الشريف: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويقول الرسول الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الشريف: اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. our respected elder brothers and ulama kiram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us for a great aim, for a great maqsid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the maqsid which Allah created us for. In Quran Kareem, Allah says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from all humanity to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to go on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The obedience of Allah is the aim of the human being. Any person obey the commands of Allah and go on at the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him success in the hereafter. Any person did not obey the commands of Allah and did not go on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him fail in the hereafter. There is a great difference between success and fail. Success forever, forever, forever. And fail forever, forever, forever. For the person who didn't obey the commands of Allah and didn't go on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this human being a very short time in this life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the age of our ummah is between 60 and 70 years old, and very few pass this age. And this is a very short time with respect to the day of judgment, day of qiyamah. Allah shows in Quran Kareem that the day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years old. And the 60-70 years old that a person live in life is about 2.5 minutes with respect to the day of Qiyamah. So, who go on in this life on his orders, on his way, and live the orders of Allah, and lift the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah bring him punishment forever, forever, forever. And who promise, who prison himself in the obedience of Allah and at the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this 2.5 minutes, Allah bring him ni'mah forever, forever, forever in the Jannah, in the paradise of Allah. So brothers, any person understand, goes on the commands of Allah, and goes at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because kuffar on the day of judgment, saying we are didn't understand, even the kafir was a scientist in computer, a scientist in nuclear, a scientist in airplanes, will prove that he didn't understand in dunya. Because the punishment which Allah brings to that person is very, very, very huge punishment. Nobody can image how is the punishment of the fire in Jahannam. So brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us one scene from Qiyamah, that on the day of Mahshar, on the day of judgment, the people is gathering under the sun, the burned sun. And the sun is about 1 mile from the people's heads. And every one of the people have a special pool of sweat. Somebody sweat to feet, somebody to knees, somebody to middle, somebody to neck. And somebody يَلْجِمُهُ الْعَرَقُ الْجَامَ, his mouth is in the sweat. And this sweat is more hot than the boiling oil. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says.
And the kuffar in that day saying, "Oh Allah, send us to Jahannam." Because they think that Jahannam is lighter than the pool of sweat and the sunrise. So brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this religion without application. Nobody of us offer application to Allah that, "Oh Allah, give me Islam, or give my wife Islam, or give my children Islam." Allah gave us Islam without application. But Allah asked everybody of us to make sacrifice for this deen. Because sacrificing of deen, meaning living of deen. Arabs before Islam in Jahiliyyah were camel goats. When Islam came and Arabs took Islam, they become the leaders of the world. And the grandson of Sahaba kiram radhiyallahu alayhim become kings because of the effort of deen. And the grandsons of the kings, when they left the effort of deen, become slaves. Because there is no relation between Allah and any person except taqwa. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. So brothers, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to come four brothers from Gaza, Palestine, to be in the ijtima' of Durban, because we hear that there is a great ijtima' in Durban, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to come to be in this ijtima', because this ijtima'at is a reason of hidayah for Muslims and a reason of hidayah for non-Muslims also. Because the aim of ijtima', how all the humanity take Islam. How all the humanity, Allah send them to Jannah. This is the aim of ijtima'. It is a great aim, great maqsid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes from every person to share in this ijtima'. To share in this ijtima'. And some ahwal from Palestine, I want to tell you good news. That alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the past 14 Hijri centuries, in the past 14 Hijri centuries, there were 250 masajid in Gaza Strip. After the effort of tabligh is coming, in the 20 years old, the past 20 years old, alhamdulillah now there is 600 masajid. In 14 centuries, 250. Without effort of deen, 250 masajid in 14 centuries. 1,400 years, 250 masajid. In 20 years, the last 20 years, alhamdulillah, 350 masajid become. Alhamdulillah, the first jama'at come to Palestine is from South Africa. And we grateful to the people of South Africa because they are the first people come to remember us of Islam. When the first jama'at coming at 1981, 82, 83, the people was astonished. Astonished, very astonished. Why this mashayikh is have a great beard? Why? Great beard. Why? Why short clothes? The people was forget sunnah. Forget sunnah at all. Forget sunnah. No woman in Palestine before 20 years was covered face. No woman. No woman in Palestine before 20 years covered hands. After the effort has come, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, hundreds, thousands of women now is covering face and hands. Hijab kamil. Complete hijab. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Before the effort, there was no madrasa tahfiz Quran. No madrasa. Alhamdulillah, in Gaza Strip alone, there are 8 madaris now. Alhamdulillah. 4 madaris, 3 madaris for girls, and 5 madaris for boys, alhamdulillah. Hundreds of huffaz is become, alhamdulillah. In 1409 Hijri, 1409, before 15 years old, Mawlana Sheikh Musa Ibrahim Larget from Johannesburg came to Gaza. And he made Taraweeh by 3 parts of Quran. The people saying, oh, 3 parts? 3 parts? Why 3 parts? It is too much. And I, one day, we go fi sabilillah to a masjid. To a masjid. And the imam become to make taraweeh. We are behind the imam. He read Surah Al-Fatiha. And after that, he read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Taha Allahu Akbar. This is the first rak'ah. Wallahi ala ma aqul shaheed. The second rak'ah, Al-Fatiha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Taha, Allahu Akbar. The second rak'ah also Taha. Before effort, deen is very slow in the life of people. When the effort of tabligh come, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, now every masjid in Gaza, every masjid read in Taraweeh, one part every night. One part. It was very difficult before 20 years. Very difficult. Very strange. Nobody make i'tikaf. Nobody was making i'tikaf. After the effort, i'tikaf. Now all the masajid have i'tikaf 10 days. Alhamdulillah Rabbah. All the sunnah is living in the life of ummah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we in Gaza and in Palestine feel grateful to the people, the Muslim people of South Africa, because they remember us to return to Islam, to return to Sunnah. All the jama'at come to Palestine is from South Africa, except 2 jama'at from England, 2 jama'at from USA, 4 jama'at from France, 1 jama'at from Singapore. And all the jama'at, every year, 5, 4, 3, 5, 4, 3, 6 jama'at coming from South Africa. For 22, 23 years old. Alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, now there are 11 masajid tabligh in Palestine. 3 masajid, Markaz Da'wa in Gaza, 3 Markaz Da'wa in Lod, 3 Markaz Da'wa, 5, 6 Markaz Da'wa, la, 5 Markaz Da'wa in West Bank. Alhamdulillah, كل أعمال, قشت عمومي, قشت خصوصي, إعلان, بيان, everything is going on in the masajid, alhamdulillah. And our effort is in the paid reward of South African people. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وآله وصحبه وسلم.
My most respected elders and dear brothers, alhamdulillah, this is one of the jamaat that has come specially for the Ijtima program, which is taking place from today at Jummah and continuing inshallah for this evening also, tomorrow the whole of Saturday, and Sunday also to Zuhr namaz. Inshallah, we have approximately 20 jamaats from foreign countries. 20 jamaats approximately from Hijaz al-Muqaddas. Some of the brothers are from Makkah Muazzama, Medina Munawwara, from Jeddah. There are jamaats, many jamaats from India, Pakistan. There are some jamaats also, mashallah, from Sri Lanka. Jamaats from Kuwait also. My dear brothers, they have come out to be part of Allah for 3 months, for 4 months, some jamaats for 1 year. They are moving from place to place, making dua for us, reminding one another, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind and advice for this reminder is beneficial to the believers. Allah Ta'ala says, remind and advise for this reminder is beneficial to the believers, my dear brothers. Mark the word, tanfa'ul mu'mineen, beneficial to the believers. This is our job, my dear brothers. Allah has selected us. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas. You are the best of mankind, the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have been selected for the benefit of mankind. Your job is to enjoin the right, forbid the wrong, and you have firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, when this ummat will stand up with this responsibility for which this ummat has been sent, wallah, Allah's promise in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. O you who believe, if you help Allah, Allah will help you. Allah will make you firm. Nobody can shake you. Allah does not need our help. It is to help the deen of Allah, to establish the deen of Allah in our lives, in the lives of our families, in our homes, in our towns, in our neighborhood, in our country. And then from where as far as possible we can go, inshallah, we will go and make an effort for a'la'i kalimatillah, for the deen of Allah Ta'ala to be established in the four corners of the world, inshallah ta'ala. We all are ready for this, inshallah. My dear brothers, the istima has already started. Please spare some time, my dear brothers. Let us spare some time when our guests have come from so far. They are moving the path of Allah and making dua for us. They're making dua for the ummah, protection of the ummah, so that the ummah may come back onto deen completely as Allah wants us to come on complete deen, so that Allah's help once more may come on the ummah. And the difficulties on the ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may remove the difficulties. Once again, make a lot of dua. Ask our mothers and sisters at home also to make dua for the hidayat of mankind and for the success of the ijtima. The ijtima, as you all know, is in Reservoir Hills grounds in Siripat Road, which is just a stone's throw from here, inshallah. The next program will be from Asr onwards. Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow is a public holiday also. Let us come down with our weddings and spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fajazakumullahu kulla khair wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.